Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Text Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, what do you say we head down to Galveston and check in with Captain Mike Williams, a longtime friend of mine. I fished with Mike for a long time. Mike's kind of the authority, in my opinion, down on Galveston for all kinds of fishing. But today we're going to talk about catching sharks. Now, this is, can be a great family vacation, or it can be tailor-made for an old fisherman that wants to catch a great big shark. Mike, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Glad to be here, Lou.
I appreciate you taking the time to keep everybody updated on the fishing down in Galveston. You know, really, a lot of people, of course, folks are listening to us from the Panhandle to deep east Texas right now, but Galveston is a destination, especially in the summertime, a vacation for lots of folks, and a lot to do down there. But shark fishing is, just, in my opinion, it's catching. You can go down there and take kids and you can tailor make, you know, trips for kids or you know, hardcore fishermen, can't you?
Right. And I think Galveston's the shortest destination from Dallas, Texas. I think it's the shortest destination to saltwater. I think that's right.
Well, that is right, Mike. It's from just say from Dallas, I mean, you can be down there in about 4 hours. You can maybe just a tad more, and you can be down there at the Galveston Yacht Basin ready to go fishing with your team of guides, you know. But I know shark fishing is, I can remember back years ago when it seems like it just begun to get popular, you know, but it's been a mainstay for a long time, and we're just coming into the good shark fishing season too, aren't we?
Yes, sir. Well, it's usually summertime. Once that water gets over about 70 degrees, those sharks, they start moving up from the southern climates, and it gets real good in the months of May, June, July, August, September, October, sometimes even into November if it didn't get too cold.
Yeah, right. Well, and I don't know, I'm kind of tailoring this visit with you to folks planning a vacation to Galveston, because I know we go down there every year for a week or maybe a little longer sometimes, and you know, I mean, it's almost a shame. It is a shame to go down there and not go fishing if you enjoy fishing. But you can. You can take small kids. And, you know, common sense dictates that you don't want to hook an 8 or 10-year-old kid up with a 400-pound shark. It just,
right,
you know, won't work. But that's not the way you guys operate. You can target the fish that, now, you take about a 30-pound black tip, now there's that'd probably be the hardest fight for a youngster that they ever had, especially people used to fishing, you know, up in freshwater, Mike, you know?
Right. Well, you know, we can kind of customize these trips. Like you said, we do a lot of tarpon fishing, and, you know, you take people tarpon fishing, and we don't catch tarpon on every trip. But you target sharks, and I will say this, on a lot of our shark trips, we catch tarpon up to 200 pounds.
So I know it, yep.
You can go shark fishing and catch a tarpon, and I have a person that have to get upset when they're shark fishing and catch a tarpon,
I know it. Yeah, but you can't go every time expecting to catch tarpon, but by golly, you can go expecting to catch a shark. I don't think I've ever been with you guys when I didn't catch shark, and the truth is, you know, there, for people that hadn't caught a big, strong, hard-pulling fish, that shark's got it all, hasn't it, you know?
Yeah, I think I took one of your grandsons here a couple of years ago, and he caught
you did.
One of them.
Yeah.
Like 80 or 90 pounds, something like
He's
that.
Still talking about that, and at that time, he was probably about, I don't know, he wasn't all that old, not quite a teenager, I don't think. But, yeah, he's still
12, I think he was.
Yeah, exactly, I think so. But anyway, that's really what kind of describe a trip. Just say, for instance, Mike, I call you up, and I've got two kids and my wife. We're coming to Galveston in June, say, whenever, and we're going to be doing the family thing, the vacation, and all that. But we want to go out and fish a morning with you. Now, how does that trip usually unfold, Mike?
Well, we meet you at the Galveston Yacht Basin, which is one of the cleanest, nicest marinas in the state of Texas. Very nice, very clean, very professional. We leave there. We go out into the Gulf. We don't go very far. We don't on shark trips. You can still see land all time, all the time. You never get outside of land. We're fishing in big, unsinkable twin-engine boats with these captains. All of them have at least 25 years experience. And we kind of judge what we target by the age of the children. We used to not take children under 12, but we got such a big demand for shark fishing. Now we take them actually down to about 4 years old. And we kind of customize these. You know, if you got an 8-year-old child that wants to catch a shark, you certainly don't go out and target a 400-pound shark. But dad might want to try to catch a 200 or 300-pound shark. So if we have a mixed people like a father and a brother and then two kids, we'll try to catch some big sharks first and get them out of the way. Then we'll target the smaller sharks for the children. And we can do that. We can target sharks from anywhere from 40 to 80 pounds, then go fish for the bigger sharks. And we get sharks up sometimes as big as 300 pounds. But like I said, a little kid, there's no way you're just wasting your time and your money to take a 12-year-old kid and put him on a 300-pound shark. Most men can't catch a 300-pound shark.
I know that's right.
Much less a little kid. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then on these big ones, say for an instance I call you up and say, you know, we got me and two others, we want to catch a great big shark. Well, then, you know, it would take a book to describe how you target the big ones, but in relation. But you're out there fishing around, I know, shrimp boats at times that are being culled, and that's like a smorgasbord for sharks and brings them in, doesn't it? You know, you'll be drifting baits and balloons too. You use a lot of balloons with a big bait. Drift out away from the boat, right?
Right. Well, we do that every day. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. We know where to go catch the bigger sharks and how to catch the bigger sharks and where to catch the smaller sharks for the younger kids. So we know where to go catch what. I mean, we can't say, here, we're going to catch a 400-pound shark. We can't do that. But we can kind of, you know, we know where to go catch the smaller sharks for the children.
For sure. And the area, like you say, and I know this from past experience because I've been there and done that. But
yeah, you've been a lot, Luke. You've
yes,
been a lot.
I have.
Over the years, you've been shark fishing a lot. Yes,
I have. And I was, you know, I went through a stage, I guess, like all kind of sportsmen. But I, all about, you know, can Mike, you think we can lock in with a 25 to 40 pounds, some smaller black tips or?
Yeah, you're always the ones after the ones for the grill. So
I know it, yeah. And
if that's the ones, if you're looking for something for the grill, that's right. You take a 60-pound or even a 40-pound, 40 to 60-pound black tip, that's as good as it gets for shark fishing as far as eating sharks.
Yep. Folks, now I'm visiting with Captain Mike Williams, and some of you, many of you probably know Mike. I'm going to guess a bunch of you fish with him through the years, but the truth is nobody on the Gulf Coast knows more about fishing the upper coast than Captain Mike Williams. You're not going to learn anything unless you do it a long time. And Mike is – Mike, the first – I mean, you've been fishing that area since you were a kid. I know. You and I are friends. I know a lot of your history. But you've got a team of guides now that – I mean, they're all very veteran –
yeah, they're all all my guys have been around the block. They know all about it, and like I said, they're very safe guys. They run very safe boats, very professional, very, very knowledgeable about shark fishing, which is very important when you go shark fishing. They know what to do and what not to do, especially when you have children on the boat.
Yeah, and the thing is, and people that's never done this, I don't think a lot of people realize how much power, say a 200 or 150-pound shark, how much power they've got. But the drill usually goes, say you catch a shark over 100 pounds, you know, say 125-pound shark. The drill, Mike, and you correct me if I'm not right, but from, you know, hook that shark, you're not going to reel him in. You just have your drag set where it won't break, and it's not uncommon for that shark to make several trips around the boat, is it? You know?
Right.
That's going to happen.
150-pound shark. 150-pound shark will wear out most grown men. I mean, you catch two or three of those, and you're going to be ready for the showers.
You'd have some athletes come down and, you know, men in their prime and in top physical condition. competition, and after two or three of those big ones, I mean, it's
right,
done.
Right.
You know, it's probably, for any human being.
Pretty
I
much
would,
fried,
It's a lot.
I always say expect a lot, then multiply that by about 10, then you'll be there.
So. You used to describe it as someone being in the downtown Houston skyscrapers and somebody coming by on a motorcycle or something.
Yeah, Harley going about 60, and you hook into one of those. No, really, that's what it's like.
I know. I remember very well.
You know, it's hard to explain to somebody that fishes on a lake a lot because you really don't have anything on a lake.
No.
There's no
comparison
in the power that a shark has. Well, you know, sharks, they don't get. They got a lot of speed. They got a lot of power.
Yeah, they do. Well, Mike, what my goal has always been, whatever writing or radio, whatever we're doing, is to connect people with folks like you. You know, if you're planning a trip to Galveston, folks, a family vacation, or say you just want to catch some big fish, Mike. Now, what's the best way for people to hook up with you, you know?
The best way to look us up anymore in the modern day world is just look us up on the web under Galveston Shark Fishing. It's real simple. The town Galveston, the word shark, the word fishing. GalvestonSharkFishing.com.
Well, Mike, I'm going to get you back here and keep us tuned in as we go along. I know that we're just now getting into the good fishing, but we'll check back from time to time and let you keep everybody updated. How about that?
That'd be great, Luton. I appreciate the call very much.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.